All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, so this is Centaur Views. This is your boy No Sense.
And your girl Victoria.
Remember to like and subscribe. We are on Anchor, the Apple Store, Spotify, Stitcher. That's it, right?
Instagram and Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Follow us on those two. And today we actually have a special guest. First time on the show. One of my wilding out vet, you know, teammates. Give it up for Pledgy.
Hey. What's going on?
Sound effects or something.
All right, Pledgy, you got anything to plug, man?
Hey, man, I'm going to plug all the single ladies out there. If you're looking for somebody, I'm the plug. I'm the best plug, too. Member of the handicapped community. We backed up, so we got plenty of time to focus on you.
Oh, okay. Welcome, welcome.
And Pledgy, what is your sign?
I am Aries.
Oh, okay.
So what that mean?
He's
passionate.
Yeah, oh, in case he's an Aries. He's passionate.
Alright, so we're gonna jump right to our two cents. I'm gonna go first this time. Cause mine is kinda it just happened like yesterday. Somebody hit me in my inbox on Instagram and she said, "Hey, I accidentally unfollowed you," which is, that's a quick, quite a simple fix. But then she said, "Would you listen to my podcast?" I read it. I didn't respond. I wasn't going to listen to it. But when she saw that I read it, she sent me a link to the podcast. Mind you, she didn't even actually listen to my podcast. And I'm not going to say the name of the podcast because I listened to it and it was trash. So if you know who you are, the podcast ain't really that good. Y'all need to work on y'all sound, and the comedians y'all got are garbage. But
trash.
My thing is, if you are working with people that do the same thing, like, we need to support on both sides.
Honestly,
With me and Pudgy, we see that as comedians. You know, it's guys that'll be like, "Hey, come to my show. But when you turn around and ask them, they will not do likewise. So if you want us to listen to your stuff and you want us to plug your stuff, I mean, just be able to, you know, give us the same thing. Anyway, and that goes, you know, with Centaur Views as a podcast. We'll give y'all some time if y'all give us some time. We'll try to give y'all some
time.
We got a lot of stuff we got going on our plate. But it just, support goes both ways, people. That's my two cents.
See, I've done that sort of, kind of. You try to, like, say that was the same. I don't exactly do that. I don't, but that's a good tactic. I might just start using that to promote our page. I'm like, yo.
But I mean, like, you inbox me. I wasn't even trying to holler at you.
I,
like,
know, like, but that's the difference between what I did and what she did. Yeah. Because the people that was interested in me, and I was like, well, this is what I'm doing. Listen to my podcast.
Now, what if I just like, yo, I'm gonna unfriend you, but go to my YouTube page.
You should have. You should have. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that for real though. Matter of fact, I'm gonna start doing that in a little bit. So if you get a thing saying that, oh, my bad, I followed you. Listen to my shit, dog. You wanna go?
Where?
The 2 cents. Or would you like me to go? Mine's is kinda heavy.
Okay, well, I my 2 cents I wanna give on today is, you know, I don't understand why y'all ladies be sleeping on us handicapped fellas, man. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
Y'all always go for these dudes that y'all talking about, "Oh, I have to run after him." You don't have to run after the handicapped dude. We ain't even going that far. Like, we storm off, that's maybe two steps if we don't trip up. You know what I'm talking about? And we're going to need you if we fall, so just be there for us. That's all we ask you to do is be there for us. It's about the support. And I know all about the support. Ask my cane. It's no games. It's no games. That's just my two cents. You know what I mean? That's I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it there.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing.
I'm just saying, you're all nice to us because we handicapped and you want to go out on these dates and spend our money and no, you're not going to talk to us. Listen, ooh, we got Social Security, that's one time per month. That's all of our savings just to take you out. Girl, if we ain't going, all right, don't worry about it.
Find your people, bud. Find your people. I can't.
Yo, no joke, man. Pudgy is one of the funniest dudes I know. We go back and forth. We can go back and forth all day cracking on him. And it's just, he take it, man. And he be still standing, barely. Well, that's my dude, man.
Oh, my God. Y'all horrible people.
Ain't no fun if the handicap can't have it.
Y'all horrible people. I'm not. Yes, I am.
It's going off the rails already. It's going to be fun.
See, I don't even want to do the serious ass topic now.
No, we need a balance.
No, because then I look like, I don't want to be the angry black lady.
No, we woke and we ratchet at the same time. We need a balance.
Oh, my God. Y'all are funny. No, so, okay. You know how I got a roundabout. It's gonna go all the way around. So I was thinking, like, we were just talking about, like, one of our last shows was Who Protects the Black Woman, and then I took all weekend, like, I was really on social media all weekend, and I was waiting to see how many people were going to talk about this Tory Lanez and him getting, what is it, charged with
22, it was two counts, but it was like he can end up with 22 years.
A felony charge for assault, and it can go up to 20, I think 20 years. And then I'm like, because they, like, people were going in and in and in the whole time. I just, like, unfollowed somebody I used to talk to because he was like, wait till everybody find out that Meg been lying. And I'm like, well, first of all, where the fuck that came from, and what was she lying about? Getting shot when they, like, they went against HIPAA and released their girl medical records to show that she had bullet fragments, but she lying. Okay,
lying or not, she bounced back because on that SNL performance, bro. Woo!
No, did you see the video?
You know, I'm not a fan, so I haven't went back. But I mean, you should definitely, I was watching SNL anyway, and I mean, I didn't listen to none of the songs.
No, but you want to see some? See the video. The video, she got, it's the Alice in Wonderland video, and the little cat, you know, the little cat.
Is this the one about her kitty or something?
Oh, forget that. I didn't hear the music. That's, I just saw that. I don't know. I didn't hear the music. I don't know what the song about. I just know the cat was slapping her ass. Like, please go watch the video. It's very good art. And back to the story, though. So... yeah, I didn't hear any conversation. Like, I was waiting for the think tanks, and I didn't want to stir the pot, but I was just waiting. And the fact that Trey Songz also just dropped an album with all these sexual allegations that are still, like, lurking around him. Like, nobody's talking about holding men accountable.
Well, were people talking about Trey Songz anyway, though?
What?
Nobody was talking about him before.
But he has, like, sexual allegations. What's happening? Nobody's talking. We talk about women. Like, the criticism that Beyonce got for Black is King is nowhere near any of the criticism either of these men got.
Well, the thing, okay, now I can get the Tory thing. Because, yeah, like, a lot of people just was, like, pushing on Tory, whatever. But nobody was talking about Trey Songz. He's not. Beyonce is going to be relevant regardless of the conversation.
I know that.
Trey Songz hasn't been relevant, so if nobody even checking for his
music.
But
that's this year, though. That was this year.
But nobody has been talking about it, though.
But that's what I'm saying. It's 2020. Just because it's 2020, it's still relevant. That happened this year that these allegations came out.
Trey Songz isn't
and he's pissing on women. So
you know how long it took to get R. Kelly locked up?
Whatever. But we be on women ass, especially black women be on Beyonce ass, and I be like, and I just saw a black woman that was on Beyonce ass about Black is King, and Robert Kiyosaki said something racist, and she was like, she reposted something. Somebody was like, didn't he just say something racist? I thought he was canceled. Then everybody went under the dude post was like, oh, y'all can't take the message from the, y'all can't separate the messenger from the messenger and stuff. So I'm like, how did this man get a pass? But Beyonce, never, no name. I love her. Doesn't give Beyonce a pass. All these men around can have drop something and it can be detrimental to our community, but nobody says anything. It doesn't make headline. Nobody's publicly, going against any of that. So I'm just like, whatever. So,
but Beyonce going platinum, they not going.
So what? That's what everybody's talking about. Don't make her a celebrity, right? Make the celebrities gods and stuff. But that's what you're doing if you're only choosing this one celebrity to criticize, but not criticizing everybody else. Shouldn't everybody be on the same playing field?
But they not. They're not on her level. So
okay, so I know. Nobody's on
Beyonce's level. I'm just being logical with it. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
No. I'm just calling a hypocrite when I see it. But that's what black people are. And I'm cool with it. I'm cool with being a hypocrite.
Because I didn't know Trey Songz had an album out.
It just came out. just came out.
Beyonce dropped surprise albums and people know when they come out.
Oh. My thing is, now that I know Usher got herpes, I started to think about all of his songs. And was that pertaining to that?
I cannot.
You got it bad.
I won't be a hypocrite with y'all black people. That's all I want to say. That can we bring the Cosby Netflix what? And Hulu? I need a good example to show my kids because y'all niggas is trash. Some of y'all niggas is trash. So that's how we got there. All right, moving on.
So we just need to learn how to separate art from the person.
I'm fine with it.
Cool with it. All right, so today's show is going to be based on the NBA and how it's pretty much developed into what should be America's sport now. By the time this drops, we will have a champion between the Lakers and Miami Heat. If it doesn't happen today, this recording, it'll happen the night before we drop it, which is Tuesday. As a Heat fan, I am hoping my boys win, but I know that they're probably not.
It's 2020. Anything's possible.
Yeah, but Kobe died. We need to end it on a good note, so the Lakers got to win. I don't want it to happen, but, we need some good news. Especially if Trump get reelected. At least we could be happy for a couple more weeks.
Trump being reelected is not the worst thing it could be. Don't think.
I'm just the aftermath. That's all I'm thinking. Regardless, I feel like there's going to be some type of...
If Biden wins, you don't think it's going to be aftermath?
That's what I'm saying. Regardless, there's going to be some type of aftermath.
I'll take Trump's aftermath. Because Democrats ain't going to do shit.
Okay, let's talk about...
Not today.
Yeah, not today.
Not today. Oh, my God. Okay. Today, we're going to talk about basketball?
Yeah. We're playing basketball.
So, no sense maybe you watch the game. No, I thought it was a good idea to watch the game. I have to say this first. And I just wanted to say that it doesn't watch the same when you ain't got a nigga that's yelling, "Let's go!" and not paying your ass no attention. It doesn't watch the same.
That sounds like some toxic shit.
When the man watching the game, do you watching the game, do you pay Tashana any attention?
For the most part, we got inside jokes when we watch the game, so.
Oh yeah. No, because I ask stupid questions. Like I saw.
She's been a fan. Like Celtics are her team, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we knew that when we first started dating. So that's like,
because it's dude.
Now, if it's football, she got to go in the room. She don't know. She don't understand. It's too many players on the field.
See? That's what it is with me in basketball, though.
Nah, she pretty much know. She pretty much knows basketball, so it's not really, you know, we both jokesters, so we say little cracks, but nah, she don't play stupid.
It's not. Well, I do know about basketball, but I be loud and wrong a lot of the time, so that's it. But this just don't watch this thing, that's all. So I couldn't get
but
into
do you
it.
Think that's true?
For me.
I'm asking you.
Well, nah, I think when sports is on, basketball is on, and if I'm involved with a lady who can see past handicaps,
I can't.
You know, I don't ignore her. You know what I mean? I be like, hey, babe. Give me something to drink.
Because you're focused. That's all.
Nah, she's supposed to
you
be
can only, but you can only do one thing good at one time, and you're really intense into the game, so you're not paying me the attention. And
no, I'm definitely
all.
Paying her attention because I didn't want... call anybody. I called my bae.
Okay.
So, yeah, because you couldn't even get to the last, to
I fell game. I went to sleep. Like, I got in the bed and, like, took my glasses off. And went
I mean,
to
sleep. As someone with a team in the championship, I can say that it's different. You want to make sure that either you lost or you won before you lay your head on that pillow.
Yeah, so. But I got something to contribute. Okay, so I'm gonna ask both of you, like, how important is basketball to the Black community or to our community?
I'll take it first.
Somebody.
Anybody. I think with boys especially, like growing up for me, that was kind of like no matter where, like if you move to a new neighborhood, to a new school, that was the thing that like you connected with. It's like somebody say, passing the ball, you hoop. And we didn't have a Barack. We didn't have a lot of, you know, people who were successful, but we had athletes. We had Michael Jordan. You know, we had Dominique Wilkins, Magic Johnson.
You was about to say Larry Bird.
Yeah. But we had those.
You want to be like Larry.
We had, you know, we had, but we had sport. You know, sports was always, it's always the thing that links people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even like we had, you know, Black athletes in other fields, like in football, we didn't have like Mike Vick. Like you didn't have a quarterback who, you know, that was normal. It wasn't normal. We didn't have that stuff. But in basketball, the top player was always, looked like us. And so it became like I'm Michael Jordan, and you know what I'm saying? Like, totally. That's my way out. But, no, don't do that. But it was like our way out, and it was a dream, and because it was such a pick up and go with it, you know, basketball is easy to play, but it's difficult to master. And so being that it's so easy to play, you know, it was that thing where every kid was playing it. And all you needed was one person in the neighborhood with a hoop and a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you could set it, you know, you could set up in the street, you could set up in the yard, on the garage, wherever. And it's a very inexpensive sport, you know. Nowadays with like school and stuff, you know, you got to pay for the shoes and all of that, but just to get on the court, it don't cost much. So I just think it was an opportunity for a lot of us, and it was a way to look to do something else besides just being in the hood.
I agree with you. Like, for a parent, you having a household with one income, that is the cheapest sport to put your child in. It's not a monthly payment. It's a one-time fee. You pay it with the rent, and then you be done. With baseball, you got to buy cleats, bats, helmets, pads, football, the same thing. And with any other sport that most kids have access to, even in a small town, they always got basketball and football. So, like, from my kids, they have a park right across the street, a basketball park right across the street from my grandmother's house. So, that's what's the first sport that they got introduced to. So, I can see why, like, my brother played, I don't know that nigga like that, but he drew, and yeah, but nah, I don't think he played basketball. I don't know. My uncle coaches, my cousins play, they coach, like, it's, yeah, it's embedded in, like, in the town of Camden, in the hoods, that's all you got is the basketball. You ain't got no, like, real, if you do have a player, it was, like we had that hot ass slide, that metal ass slide. Like, ain't nobody going down that shit in the middle of the summer, but you had a basketball court, and like in most communities, that's what you have. You don't have tennis, you don't have golf, you don't have like lacrosse. You got basketball, and we're good at it. I remember I forgot to go back and look, but I think it was Killer Mike that said that black people are good at like basketball. That's just something we're really good at, and basketball has made more millionaires than any other profession there is. And I don't know how true it is, but it makes sense. Like we idolize these people because we see something that if you're in a broke neighborhood, you seeing these people making money and stuff, you want to aspire to be that, to be just like Mike, to be just like any of the other, like LeBron or something. Like I saw my son, like, from five, he was playing since he was five, and he like disciplined, something that his very first thing that he focused in on and actually like failed at, and besides like natural things like walking and stuff, but that's something that he saw, and he worked hard at it. He failed, he was on whack ass teams, he was on good teams, and I saw his progression, and it is something that's pivotal and important in our community. I think that we should, like Killer Mike said, just celebrate that shit. Like we good at performing. Like we're more than that, but we are good at performing. Like we might as well just
accept it. For me, I think basketball is definitely important to the black community. I grew up in the country, so we just was just sports year round, whatever season it is. Mm-hmm. That's the sport that we were playing. Basketball, I agree, it's a tie-in. Well, you can use it as a tie-in if you move to different neighborhoods, mm-hmm. unless you ain't got no skill. And I know y'all thinking, like, you know, I wasn't born handicapped. I used to play ball, you know. Mm-hmm. But I really think it gives us that outlet, that level of confidence. And not even to say you got to make it to the NBA, because even playing as a little kid, you got those guys who are as good as any NBA player you'll ever see. And we look up to them just as much as we would look up to any other NBA player. So just the sport of basketball and the type of people it creates for us is super awesome for the black community.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you was naming like lacrosse and stuff like that, like those aren't at low income schools.
Oh no.
You don't have those in the hood. My brother, you know, he played lacrosse, but my high school didn't have lacrosse. You know, he went to a different area where it was predominantly white. So they had that type of stuff.
But did he excel?
It was, huh?
Did he excel?
Yeah. Because lacrosse takes a lot from basketball. Mm. So a lot of like the positions and how you
that's
move.
That's a stereotype. I shouldn't say that.
But that's the thing. But that's the thing. It's because it's where the money is. That's where the white boys going to play.
Yeah.
Because, hey, we can't play the basketball, but we got this, and they don't know about this. Mm. But when them black boys get in your sport, they going to take over that too. So, yeah, but I get what you're saying. It's not everywhere, you know. Every hood got a basketball court.
Yeah, every hood got one. With that tying in, like from watching Michael Jordan to now witnessing LeBron, what do you find the most interesting about where we at right now in basketball?
For me, what's most interesting is all the comparison. Oh, is LeBron James better than Michael Jordan? Of course not. He'll never be better than Michael Jordan, because that's his idol. That's who he wants to be. That's who he built his game upon. It's not even of the same era, where Jordan had unlimited superstars and LeBron is facing maybe one star per team.
Oh, wow.
I get what you're saying. But, I mean, you think about it. Like, imagine who Pippen would be without Michael. He would have been a superstar without Michael. He would have been the Michael Jordan of his team. So you mean to tell me that's like putting Kevin Durant and LeBron on the team now. Like, LeBron has never had that. That's why they say he makes all his players better, because he got garbage players. You know, Michael, he playing against people who, they was Hall of Famers with him. So it's different. I get where Pudgy coming from. But one of my biggest things is, especially like going back and watching the documentary with Michael, like, they didn't care about each other. Like, Pippen pay was horrible. In today's league, it's based off of, like, successful. Like, you know, like, the players are going to be taken care of. When you come into the league now, you know, you go through your rookie training where they teach you how to stay away from groupies and how to save your money.
But that's why I think that LeBron's better, because he has no choice but to be. Like, we are better than the generation prior. So that's our foundation. So I don't like the comparison either, but that is our foundation. You're supposed to be better than the previous generation. So,
but I feel like LeBron is better as an all-around athlete. Because as Michael, he loved basketball, and that was it. Michael didn't get the Nike contract. That wasn't, he wanted to go to Adidas.
Right.
He almost didn't show up for the Nike. LeBron,
he's a fucking dick.
but I'm saying LeBron, his mind is, he's business minded. He knows what's going to benefit in the long haul. He's going to take the endorsements that benefit him, but not only him, but the people around him. And so, you know, he came to lead with Chris Paul, who's now the president of the Players Association. Like, these guys are building for a better league for everybody. Michael was so in it for himself, and so much, I want to be the best basketball player. He didn't want to be the best person to play basketball.
Right.
That's where LeBron beats him at, is, you know, LeBron is, he's not scared to get political.
Right.
He, you know, building the school.
Out of his community. Like, yeah. It took Jordan this go around. Like, what was that, this year or last year that he actually, like, put money towards the Black Lives Matter community? Like, that was the first time you really heard of him actually giving back. Like, and Black people, that's all they've ever done is supported him. And he has never said anything, like, stood up for...
Yeah, the Republicans buy Jordans too comment.
But it's, you're taking the comparison to different levels.
Yes, of course.
Are we talking about who's the best basketball player or who's the best person?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Jordan's the best basketball player. LeBron is the best person to play basketball.
And I don't know nothing about the actual playing part, so I'm just going to comment on that on the latter. Being that
he dominates on the court, but he dominates off the court as well.
But you got to think about the environment and atmosphere that Jordan came up in during his era.
I know.
He had no choice. At the time, yes, prisons were super lucrative. You would be a fool not to invest your money there, because that's where you were going to get the most definite return. Yeah, we don't like it because we're filling most of those prisons.
But when did that change for him, though?
But it's just, I don't understand where people are drawing the comparisons in it. Are we talking about who's the better basketball player or who's the better person?
I think there's two separate conversations.
That's what I'm saying. Jordan is the best basketball player because that's all he wanted to do, was play the game of basketball. LeBron is the best player. He's the best person to play basketball, meaning he was the better person. Not he's the better player, but as far as a complete person, he's giving back to the community. He's making people aware of social issues. Jordan never did that.
Put it to you like this here. What if Jordan had LeBron's size?
I'm not talking about the skill set.
I'm just saying that would close the argument, because he joined.
But that's what I'm saying. We're not saying, like, who has the best skill set. We're saying, like, based off of what was done then. Like, I'm not comparing who's better, like, as far as that. But I'm saying now, what the league is now, is more of a social awareness. It's more of a community outreach.
Right, you're not than just what, a player.
Yeah. And so, even though, you know, and the reason I'm saying this, I'm not trying to compare Jordan to LeBron. It's the eras. You know, in Jordan's era, it was, we're here to play ball. In this era, we're here to play ball, but we also know that we can have a voice. Jordan had a voice. It just, he didn't say nothing.
When Jordan came along, people still thought white people could compete with Black people in basketball. Now that LeBron has established that they have no chance, we can talk about
other stuff. They ain't got no chance.
We can talk about other political views, and you know that's the difference.
And I think that Jordan's contribution was needed. Like, of course, you said that LeBron aspires to be like Jordan. And I just feel like maybe that's the way he came about it. He saw this idol, this godlike person that pushed him to be that all around player. Like, he wanted to be like this person, this god figure. But then we see Jordan has always showed us that he was a man. Like, he's human. He has flaws, I think that's two separate conversations. Like I said, I don't know enough about the whole playing thing. But I did see something on Facebook, and I wish I had a screenshot of it. Somebody had put, like, numbers up, and LeBron was, like, winning in the numbers. So I was like, well, if these numbers are true, then how can they say,
LeBron winning in numbers because he's been playing longer. Jordan,
they capped it at 35, like, whatever age. It was like
LeBron still would play. LeBron came out of high school. Jordan went to college.
Okay.
Yeah, you still have more time. Your stats is automatically going to be higher.
Yeah. True. But you got, I don't want to do LeBron because it's not what it's about. It's not about LeBron versus Michael. But I think, like we all agree, mm-hmm. Jordan made things happen that mm-hmm. we never saw before in the game of basketball.
Right.
Kobe came and he built off of that. But Kobe was also, he wasn't like LeBron as far as outgoing. Mm-hmm. He kind of kept to himself. But Kobe gave back to the game of basketball. Mm. And I think that led to when LeBron came back, it not only am I giving back to the game of basketball now, I'm giving back to the community. So it was, we grew from just putting us on the map to actually saying we're here and now we're going to do something.
Mm-hmm. So is that what makes the NBA different from it was like back then? Because I know both of y'all expounded on it a little bit about like Jordan. Were you saying like Jordan had the opportunity, but he didn't take it? Now, what's the difference between the NBA now and back then?
That's the
expectations.
Thing, like, I mean, okay, there's a story about Horace Grant. Do you know Horace Grant? He was part of the Bulls championship. I'm pretty sure, Pledger, you know Horace Grant. Horace Grant was basically Steph Curry at the time at that point. He won. He won three 3-point contests in a row. He could have won a fourth.
Maybe Reggie Miller.
I know who Reggie Miller is.
but there's a reason that you know who Reggie Miller is. Okay, so but what happened was when Rodney King incident happened, Horace Grant went to Michael and Magic. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson.
Okay.
And he wanted to make a statement. Pretty much what Colin Kaepernick did. They wanted to
protest.
That don't look good. They finished out the season, won the championship. Horace Grant never worked in the NBA again.
Oh, he quit off his morals?
No.
Oh, he got fired?
Pretty much he got blackballed.
Yeah.
Which is why he couldn't continue to be in the 3-point contest. The only reason he was in the 3-point contest later was because Magic was in the 3-point contest. No, he was in the All-Star game, but due to the HIV diagnosis, he wasn't able to play the regular season. So it was like, oh, well, if you're going to allow this, we have to allow that. Nowadays, you're less likely to catch an NBA player not wanting to protest. Mm-hmm. Not wanting to be a part of that. That's my biggest difference is
that's a recent change.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that's
very recent?
Well, no, we had Raheef. He protested.
No, I mean the ability to be able to speak out. Most people did get that same treatment that Grant got and that Colin Kaepernick got, where if you open your mouth beside something other than your sport, they don't want you in the sport.
That's but Jordan had the power to stand up and still be as valuable to the sport.
He didn't know that at the time.
He knew that. Jordan knew that.
They all lived under the same barrier. There's no different from no one else. Jordan, his family dealt with issues of racism just like anybody else. At the end of the day, it's still boiled down to their who they are, really black people.
Jordan saved the NBA. I felt like he knew how important he was to it. Because he came right after.
He didn't know. Him. Okay, Jordan. I'm sorry. Jordan didn't know that he was going to be the GOAT at the time of him becoming the GOAT. He didn't know that.
By the time he went to play baseball, he knew how valuable he was to the sport.
He thought. Because then it didn't grow great with baseball, did it?
But he still was as valuable to the NBA. They did not want to see him go.
And the difference is you can tell that it was exactly like that, because when he left the NBA, he left as number 23 Michael Jordan. When he came back as number 45. None of his changes worked. Mm-hmm. The only thing he saw that worked for him was to be number 23 Michael Jordan. And so when he went back to that, that's when he went back to the championship. That whole number 45 or whatever number he had, that didn't work out. When he went to the Wizards to try something different, still in the NBA, that didn't work out. The only thing worked was plan A. It's not that he didn't try other plans, it's just they didn't work.
But that's the thing. I don't think he tried. He didn't try anything for social justice.
That was selfish.
Yeah. Like I said, we all know the Pippen contract. Pippen deserved more money. That today's league,
But it's different. You're missing it. Jordan, even Kaepernick, they had to give up. They would be facing giving up everything. That's literally how it was. See, now you can protest now.
Yeah, I get it.
To be the person to do that, Ali did it. What?
And look what they took from him, his best years.
But is he not one of the most respected people in the world?
Still took years that he could never get back. Think about how much better he could have been. Think about how much more.
I mean, really, when you think about it, it didn't change the weight of it. I mean, now I get that back then it was definitely a different time, but the consequences really. I mean, you think about what they did to Martin, to Malcolm, to Stokely. You think about, and then Muhammad Ali, like the threat of that. Like, I guess it didn't change, but now it is a different time. But I feel like if he really wanted to, he could have, because of those same reasons, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He meant too much to the game of basketball. But Horace Grant didn't.
Willing to make the sacrifice is the difference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He that's one thing I don't give him. He wasn't willing to put his career and everything
for anything else. Right. That's other than himself.
Remember, we got into the issue with our crew about LeBron saying, I mean too much to society not to say something. Like, you have to know that you count to this whole group of people.
Right.
And so, just like when they said, you know, can you at least give a, like, Jordan gave a donation. He's like, I'll donate, but I won't endorse him. Like, you're not realizing, like, what's going on. Like, you were here at this point. You weren't the GOAT at that time. You were a kid from North Carolina. So to know where you come from and to be aware of the fact that you're not alone, like you're alone in what you are at that point. Mm-hmm. You made it out to give other opportunities. You know, sometimes you have to sacrifice.
Yeah, that's what separates them, though. Everybody not willing to make that sacrifice.
You ain't lying. I know we said about, like, what was the difference between the NBA now and then, but as far as, like, the other American sports, like baseball, like, what makes the NBA different from that?
And this is why I say America sport, because the NBA in America is a players' league, meaning
they own, like, shares into the company.
Yeah, but kinda. They control, yeah. Like, what they do. So when Kaepernick kneeled, there was no precedent in the NFL.
They should have been talking about how they ain't getting paid as much. Their contracts are not fucking
But that's what concrete. I'm saying, because it's not
like
it's
they're not taking a more league. Of a bigger impact on their bodies, and they should be having hardcore cash. Like they arguing for the wrong thing, but I guess it would look insensitive right now. You come out and say we need to be paid all this money, and then everything else is coming out. But like, it's still, they're just as much big of a slave than we are. Like, Because they're putting their whole body on the line constantly.
Yeah, because it's different in football and basketball. See, in basketball, you're not going to run across a whole lot of LeBron James.
Right.
I mean, you can find them, you know, those players who are great players. But you won't run across a whole lot of LeBron James.
Not at all.
But in football, it's literally thousands and thousands of running backs. That's Barry Sanders. That's Walter Payton. Or it's thousands of quarterbacks that could be, let's do black, with Randy Cunningham. You know, Warren Moon.
I don't
get it. I like Brady. Though. He played for us, but I like Brady. But it's just way different. It's like your position, excuse me, is so easily refilled. Mm-hmm. Like literally, in basketball, there's you, and maybe there's you, a backup, and maybe one more behind him. Maybe one more.
Mm-hmm.
In football, it's 5 people to 10 people right behind you that can do exactly what you do, if not better. Not to mention, there's another 100 of them in free agency just waiting on an opportunity.
I just feel like that they'll make a bigger impact if all of them get on one accord.
But that's the thing. Because they're not a players' league, they don't.
They could be, though.
They can be, but they're... With the NBA, there's potential. There's G League.
The NBA is already at that point.
Yeah, they have that. The NBA had the G League. They have overseas. They can make money. There's no other football league where they're going to be able to make money. So they couldn't. They can't use leverage saying we're not going to play for you. We're going. That's why the XFL coming back was such a big deal because it would have had a place where people who weren't NFL stars could go and shine. Make money, and then when it came back to the negotiations, you had stars who could have said, hey, we can take our talent somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Create
a competition.
Yes.
In the market.
But being that it's not, it's still run, like you said, like modern day slavery. With NBA, it's a 50-50. So the players get a say in how they want to be perceived, what they want to do with the league as far as the charities that they work with, what kind of vision they want to put out. And that's ultimately what you want as any company, regardless of whether you're a sports company or not.
Mm-hmm.
Your employees need to matter just as much
as
your owners.
I agree.
So I think that right there is the biggest takeaway, is the fact that it is truly a players' league. When the Milwaukee Bucks decided that they didn't want to play in the aftermath of name is slipping my mind.
George Floyd?
No, not George
Floyd.
No, the one who lived. He just got out of.
Oh, I forget his name. I stopped following.
Yeah, there's too many to name.
I'm not.
But it happened in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So they walked off. The league moved it. And it trickled down to other leagues where they decided. But when they did it, they decided, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to discuss everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see if we even want to play again. Then they started back up. That couldn't happen in another league in America.
So that's what you're saying. So what you're basically saying is that the NBA is what we aspire America to be. Of the people, by the people.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. I can see that. And that's a good format.
It's what your company says when it says you are our heart, you are our pulse.
Right.
They actually matter.
The integrity of our company.
Teams got 5 stars in the NBA. You got 5 stars on the court. In the NFL, there's 22 stars on the field. You can give.
And what, 100 and something?
Right. You can stand to lose 1 or 2 of them stars. You go where you want to kneel, get them out of here.
I swear I never put my son. I wanted him to play football because that's what everybody's telling me he was good. But I was
The thing with football is because it's such a
play for fun though.
But because it's such a stress on your body, you're not gonna have Brett Favre and Tom Brady's all the time. It's gonna be like 7 to 10 years. Your career is not gonna last that long.
Not at all.
So those guys, they come in, they get their money, and they leave.
Yes, it's not really. See, NBA, you pretty much can play till you can't make the 40 time. In the NFL, like, as a running back, one season could be your last easily.
Yeah. Jeez. Not to mention you getting hit on every play, so
every
that one hit
play
can be the wrong hit. NBA, yeah, they have their freak accidents, but it's not as high impact on the body.
Does the people that play baseball make more than they do on the NBA? On the NBA, that sounds real.
They can. They had a potential.
Mm.
You have to be a star, though.
Interesting.
I don't think black people know as much about baseball because we don't really like baseball.
Not them country folks. They love us baseball.
We don't aspire, like, we will play it, but we won't watch it.
Yeah, we're not trying to sit down and watch baseball
game. That's an all-day thing. I remember my granddad used to have baseball on.
They're trying baseball. Game. They're trying to do things to speed it up, but yeah, it's a...
Baseball is a sport, honestly. It's still popular. It's going to be America's sport. It's because it's a sport that... I hate to say that, is that white people can still compete in.
Why you hate to say it? That's the truth.
I mean, it's just the truth, but that's the sport they compete in. That's why you hear now about these other sports. That's why golf is all of a sudden at the top of the charts. Yeah, it don't take much to play golf. You just got to have a good aim.
Yeah, all they got to do is find something that we're not doing, and then they're going to say, oh, let's all go and do it.
Yeah, it's any, like I said, football, how is football not America's sport, where this is literally the only country that hasn't.
You ain't lying.
I just don't understand it. Like, baseball is everywhere. Basketball is everywhere. It's even soccer is everywhere. That's what they call football in the rest of the world. So it's amazing that football isn't considered American sport. Why? Because it's dominated by black people.
Hmm. Interesting. You saying NBA and you saying baseball.
I'm saying based off of how it's run. That's what I consider America's sport.
I got sidetracked with racism.
No. You make good points, though. You do make good points. You are right. And that's why they shit them niggas like that. That's crazy.
I'm not saying that basketball is America's sport. No. I'm saying based on how it's run, that's how it should be.
I got you. Let's talk about the NBA, the WNBA for a second. Like, how can the WNBA grow to become equal to the NBA?
Keep playing. I love the whole concept of WNBA. I think that's magnificent. I mean, I grew up, one of the best basketball players I knew as a child, Wanda Wiggins, you know what I'm talking about? Bruh, I see her at the courts, and you know, she's sizing these dudes up. You know, they're like, I want her on my team. So okay. I definitely all for the NBA, the WNBA. I would just say, keep at it. That's all you can do is keep at it. You know, the NBA wasn't super popular when it first started either. So it took time. So it's just a matter of time. As long as people stay loyal, I think it'll be great too.
I don't like that answer. Like, why? I don't know enough about it. That's it. I don't know enough about no sport, period. So
I mean, I got a few things.
That's a beautiful answer, but I don't like it. Like, why we can't?
Because I get what Pudgy's saying. Is because it's almost like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Because it is. It's a very competitive game. Mm. I think one of the biggest issues is the season of it.
When is the season?
The season... Well, of course, with 2020, everything changed. But their season starts in March and ends in September when the NBA starts back up. I think if it coincided more with the men's sport, you can have to where there's a game. Remember when the WNBA first kind of came out? It was running games the same day as NBA games. So it's kind of like when you were in high school, the girls played and then the boys played. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that would, of course, because you're already in that mindset of watching it. Two is summer. People don't just stay in the house during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not gonna stay caught up on every game. And I think also we need more visibility as far as, you know, think about All-Star Weekend for the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine if they had something that big for the WNBA.
Damn.
To where you saw, like, not only just NBA stars, but you saw Hollywood stars, A-listers, like, there.
They need Beyonce publicists. That would be a good look.
And I did read somewhere where they were saying, like, lower the goals. Because dunking, you don't see it during the game. Like, there are, you know, of course, women basketball players who can. But because... women don't have the leg muscles.
No.
It's not going to happen on a consistent basis.
I don't think you should lower the goals. No, I don't agree with that. Women can dunk, and dunking isn't all of basketball. I mean, who don't get hype off a three? So,
but I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying, I think women, you got to watch some women basketball, man. They made the crossovers. You see Nikes all up in the air. You know, girls get crossed up. One girl, she's still cross-eyed right now.
Shut up. But I'm saying it's not as it's not you're not gonna see it as often as when you see it in the male counterpart, the male lead.
I think if they kept it like the high school, where if it was, it would be awesome if it was the men's championship and the women's championship. If on those days of basketball where there's a, okay, men play round one day, the women play round one the next day. Instead of men play round one, then 2 days later, men play round two. What about those days in between where people are still wanting basketball? All they got to do is take the women's game and fill them in right
now. That's what I'm saying. If we ran them, the schedules coincided, not when there's an off league, I think that would bring viewership. And of course, once you bring viewership, that brings sponsorships.
Right.
Meaning you can grow. You can get teams in better markets. You can get better, you know, stadiums and stuff like that. Because that's a lot. Like a lot of these WNBA stadiums, they don't have the luxuries of, you know, the men's stadiums.
I didn't really have a whole stadium.
That's good. But I also think that the imaging of the league, I think they went so far as to not, I don't want to use sex to sell, to where the imaging, to where the average male, when you think of the prototypical WNBA, you think of studs.
That's not true.
I can see.
You're not an average male.
I like women, though.
But I'm saying, like...
No, I can see what you're saying.
Because this is the thing, like...
So what are you trying to... What you trying to say, though?
Because, okay, like the dress code for...
Just say it.
The dress... No, I'm... Yeah. The dress code for the NBA. You know, they have a dress code. The WNBA doesn't have a dress code. So the women do tend to dress down. It's not like they come in before the show and they're, like, in dresses or nothing like that. They all look... You can pretty much dress them in the same things that you dress in the male counterparts with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yes, we don't have to sexify them, but they are women. And women don't look at men's sport just because they're interested in the sport. Let's be real.
No, I look like, see booty jokes.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and I'm not saying to just sexify it, but to show them as women as well, like as who they are. It's in, you know.
That's why I get ignored.
But you think of like Serena and Venus, like, yeah, they have the body, but they have the talent too. But they celebrate the fact that they're women as well.
Oh, okay, okay. I see what you're saying.
And I don't think in the I think in the WNBA, there's so much about, I want to be a baller. I just want to be a baller, that they don't take that in consideration.
Yeah.
So sort of more of the tomboy mentality. That's what you're going to do with that?
I think you're saying.
That's like, a stud. It's.
Like, I think that they have room to feminize the WNBA. Like, we're trying to make everybody on the same level when we're not. It's okay to accentuate our differences.
Skylar Diggins, the way Skylar Diggins, she doesn't have to go play overseas because she knows I can get deals off of the way I look. I mean, that's what people are going to appeal. It's going to appeal to the media.
That's not just a woman thing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They have to accept the fact that people are going to look at them for... That's what people look at in marketing.
Right. Sex sales. I can see that. Many, like, dudes, like, yeah, I want shorter shorts or, like...
No, I'm not saying all that.
I would like to see it. Shorter shorts.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying. All right, let me break it down. You know how I'm a wrestling fan, right? Men.
What I think about Serena, the first thing you said, Serena, it made sense to me because Serena is always in, like, her leotards are always in, like, that cat suit. They banned that motherfucking cat suit, dog. That cat suit was so fly. Hey, boy,
I would have chosen some different words. It was quite nice.
But like I said, like wrestling, you know, wrestlers, they wrestle in little underwear.
Yeah.
And women's wrestling. Like we always say, the revolution started a few years ago.
Yeah.
But now girls still are sexy, but it's not their appeal. Even though they have the talent, they're still going to dress the same way that the guys dress.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to show, you know, they're still going to be able to show their curves. And that's what it is. Like, they need to understand that they are women.
That's the whole point of the fucked up part about the feminist movement. Like, we trying to be so much like men. Like, I always say, like, I'm a woman. Like, I don't want to worry. They be back home racing. No, I'm not raising nobody kids. I'm barefoot in the kitchen though. Like, I don't know. I agree.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not saying objectify them, but just be aware of.
Just like what the issue, like we're taking on the same. They're taking on the same the issue that we have. We always fight about with women. Like with Meg, just because she wearing the same. Like, in our last conversation, just because you got on this doesn't mean that you're that. So I agree. That will bring a whole lot of more viewers. I would watch. I would definitely watch.
But yeah, I think just like Pudgy and that schedule.
Yeah.
That consistency right there, I think, would be a major win.
That made some good points. You got anything else to add?
Nah, son.
Okay, so what is your reaction to people who say shut up and dribble?
Anybody say that but white people?
No, some black people say it.
Nah, because
just like Candace was saying about Cardi B, like you're like Joe Biden picked Cardi B to talk to. Like, who the fuck is Cardi B? Like, Cardi B is not qualified.
A lot of people would follow to her though,
but she's not qualified to have the conversation.
But we have a president right now who isn't qualified.
But he's a businessman though.
Where? Ask anybody in New York real estate. He's a businessman. No, he's not. He's a con artist.
Well, that's what America is, a big con anyway.
That's exactly what America is, a big con.
So it's fitting. He's fitting.
Either way, I'm just
black people do say that. No, I'm just saying.
But usually it's a white person who's mad because a black person used their platform to do something other than what the white person intended them to do. I got something to shut up and dribble. Come say that to a handicapped man. I'm going to beat the charge for hitting you if I can't. You're going to take me to jail.
I mean, but it does upset you because they...
I would just say, bitch.
And that's the thing, like...
Bitch, you shut up.
I've had this conversation with white people and it's like, well, he's trying to force his beliefs. No, he's not really. LeBron never told anybody who to vote for. Mm-mm. He just said to go vote. They're not telling you what to do. They're telling you to do what's right. Like, think about this. Be aware that they're spreading awareness. That's not telling you how you should vote or what you should do. Mm-hmm. They're people who standing up for injustice. So I think when you minimize somebody based off of... That's like telling somebody... Pretty much basically telling me and Pudgy, we can't talk about shit on stage.
I mean,
we just got you to tell knock knock jokes.
But I think that's what they're saying too. Also, like I agree. Somebody tell me to shut up and do my job. You already know how that's going. Like, period. But as far as I can see, why they're like, if they're saying not, they're not saying accurate things. Because I had this thing about with Cardi B. I really did not appreciate them going to sit down with Cardi B. It's like she did not ask any meaningful questions. And it was all a joke, but LeBron is a little bit more more eloquent and equipped, yeah, to answer, make comments about certain things. At the same time, I do think that we should be certain people, like, stay in your lane. Like, especially if you're gonna say something, make sure you're saying something that's accurate, or you're just saying that this is my opinion about it. Just go ahead and say this is what's happening. Like the whole we're being hunted in the streets. I don't feel like we're being hunted, but I feel like we are being prejudiced. Like we're being treated. We don't have the same opportunities as everybody. That's the difference of being actually hunted into the. I don't know why I keep saying haunted. Hunted in the streets and
October,
Halloween. Yes, you're right.
So you're saying bullshit, and so they're not gonna let you say hunted because you're talking about we not and we are.
Okay. Yeah.
Seriously, that's
just know what you're talking about. Just
okay. So
that's
the,
all.
The Cardi B interview was meant to make black people look bad. That's what it was meant to do, but
I think it was meant for them to get to reach a certain audience. I think he was using it for clout. Like
it backfired because all they're doing now is exactly what they don't want to do. create black leaders. Now, I'm not saying Cardi B is somebody people should aspire to be, but
if that's what you want to do,
if you know that's your outcome that you're looking for, your goal, then do that. They don't want any black leaders, regardless of whether it's LeBron or it's Cardi. They're gonna always set it up so for us to judge us in the most negative way possible. So I could care less. Honestly, I never even seen the Cardi B interview, so I couldn't tell you what it was about. But I know she got a voice and she's using it. And as a black person, you should definitely do that because there's not many voices.
She's not black. Make sure that we.
She's not black.
She's Puerto Rican.
That's still black. Same. Anything that's not white is black. Okay, let's be clear with you. Okay, we're gonna think just like they think to us. Anything that's not white is black. There ain't even used to be no Indian. They call them light skinned black people.
Really?
That's where light skinned niggas came from.
That's what the Indians were.
It wasn't Hiawatha, it was Hiyalas.
I cannot.
I'm serious.
I see. Oh, God.
I know people don't like me to just tell you the truth, but I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay. I agree with you in a certain sense. It's like they don't want black people to be lead, but I don't think black people want each other to lead either. Like if we're gonna do this right, like we gotta appoint people that know what they're talking about.
That's the point.
And we got underqualified people making statements. And I'm not saying that LeBron shouldn't say it. I definitely believe and I really appreciate LeBron being an outstanding man, example of a man, player, father, husband.
But that's activist. What it is. That you can't. They're so mad at LeBron because you can't. It's like Barack. You can't attack him because he ain't doing shit wrong.
Right.
So it's like, you know what? Fuck it. Just shut up. And like, because you can't. You cannot drag his name through any kind of mud because he hasn't done it.
Yeah. I think the people that are making opinions are, that's just it. That.
I think everybody's using their talents. I think LeBron is a superior basketball player. He's the best player in the game today. I probably one of the best overall athletes we will see in quite some time until somebody else have a baby on steroids. And I agree also with Cardi B. You know, she doesn't have the athletic talent to dunk the basketball, but she can bounce that ass in a way that motivates people. And why not motivate us to the voting booth?
I mean, you got to think about it. Even if Cardi, but if she's not the person...
She should put if she knows her limitations, she should be like, okay, I'm not suited to have this conversation. So I'm going
to But think about the person that listens to her and say, wait a minute, Cardi's interested? Let me get interested. And so they may be more equipped to handle. They may be able to start reading and more eloquent and they just like her music, but because they follow what she does, they say, hey, yeah, let me look into this and now you got the next great leader.
Okay. I can accept that. I can accept that.
Somebody who was in the crowd when Martin had a dream.
I can accept that. But at the same time, she could have put somebody. Because it's like, I didn't, you know, I'm still tight about Andrew Yang. That's what it boils down to. I'm tight about Andrew Yang because.
You gotta let that go.
No, I'm not. I'm holding on to that because y'all fucked up. y'all fucked up. Like, they fucked up.
I mean, but
even and then not just Cardi B, because I was watching Angela Rye and watching Van Jones was like the only black person I saw behind Andrew Yang, and everybody they talk about Van Jones like he just some kind of cool and stuff, but Van Jones is like the only black person, not Angela Rye, not Malcolm Lamont Hill, not Cardi, not nobody was talking about Andrew Yang except for no, because Killer Mike was talking about Bernie. I'm tight. That's what it boils down to. It.
All right, we will.
Okay. So for it's back to basketball. Where do you see the league going in the future?
Well, for me, I see the league could go a lot of different ways. What I would want the NBA to do is stay much in. As in what it is itself, because it's making a lot of the minorities a lot of money without causing them a lot of harm. And honestly, I think our big millionaires in the NBA see how we're being treated in the NFL. They should get together and start their own football league where they can give more to the players and they have the money to do it. That'll take some of these owners out of these white-only clubs, and that way give us more platforms and more opportunities rather than in the NFL. It is more of a shut up and hike the ball or however you want to put it.
I agree
with Brady. Like, nobody knows, you know, what LeBron's going to do after retire. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure if he wants to, he can end up owning a team.
Start a league, him and Jay-Z. Oh,
but
bars.
I think we're making enough millionaires, especially in the NBA, just based, like I said, coming in, they're being taught how to manage their money now. Mm-hmm. To where, like, you know, to bounce off a Pudgy, it can go beyond basketball. Mm-hmm. It can say, okay, well, you know, I know everybody don't play ball, but I do love this. I love sports. Mm-hmm. So Rock just bought XFL. Mm-hmm. That's already the first football league that's a person of color owns. So you can join forces with them, help that grow. It can go to where the NBA is just it can grow without them, mm-hmm. but they're helping other sports become like that, to where mm-hmm. players have control of their own destiny. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the thing. Just like they say, Colin Kaepernick, if he come back, he can't. If that didn't happen, he had years that he could still be playing. Mm-hmm. So if you have a league where players are allowed to express how they feel, they're allowed to reach their potential, their full potential. And so they can open it up to where that doesn't happen to other players in other leagues.
Mm-hmm. Both of you guys make good points. Even though this is just me and my two cents, like, I don't matter, but I think
Black Lives Matter, so you matter.
No, because I might probably piss somebody off by saying, like, what Jay-Z said, like, we kind of passed the kneeling part. Like, and I guess that's what added on to my point. Like, if you don't have you don't have the wherewithal to know all the ins and outs of the situation or how we make progressive change, like, get your team up that's well informed and make the changes. It's like, we have the blueprints all around us to make the changes that like you said, if everybody gets on one accord in the NFL, they could make substantial changes immediately just by getting a common goal. And I just want to see all these very magnificent rich Black men understand their full power and actually apply it to make concrete change. That's my two cents.
I throw an additional two cents on that. I just really don't agree with that Jay-Z part about the shut up and kneel, because
he didn't say that. Hold
not shut up and kneel, but we're past kneeling because obviously we're not past kneeling when Colin lost his entire career just because he kneeled.
Well, so I think that from my interpretation of we're past kneeling is that, okay, we've done the kneeling part, so what are we going to do now? Like, what is the next steps? This is the same critique that we had of our ancestors or our elders back in the 50s and 60s. Like, we protested, now that didn't work, so what are we going to do now?
Okay.
And I think that that's just a fair critique.
No, you got to do something. Jay-Z, it's easy to say this won't work when what have you honestly tried to do? This man put his whole career on the line just to speak up for this cause. Jay-Z has not put his whole career to speak up for this cause. It's totally different. No, he
hasn't. Jay-Z has always put himself, no, you listen to his messaging.
If you look at, I think what, like, I don't think it's, I think that was a bad choice of words, saying we're past kneeling.
I agree with what
he's trying to say is,
what are we going to do now?
Yeah, we're making the statement.
But he lost.
Now we need to change it.
He lost everything that he had because he kneeled. So
No, what? I don't. I think Carla Kaepernick is in a. He might not be playing football, but he. I think like who the fuck was Colin Kaepernick prior to that? Like
football was his dream.
Yeah, football. But was he a household name? Like his stardom has propelled because of just because he's lost something doesn't mean that he hasn't gained tremendously.
But he could have did all that without having to lose. They shouldn't have took it from him.
He's a football player. Right. Like how many football players you think would have been household names?
He was already going to be a household name regardless.
I didn't ever hear about Colin Kaepernick.
What?
What team did he play?
I don't know.
This was only my two cents. Like
yeah, he made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was already going to be a star, and they took that from him.
Like I know who Cam Newton is, I don't watch football.
If they took his entire career just for kneeling, what if he would have tried to do something more than that? How much farther could they have taken it? I don't know, maybe Martin, Malcolm?
I don't know.
So it's not past none of that. It's all of that matters. Every single step matters. So I agree with Daniil, and mm-hmm. I think Jay-Z, you should speak up more because you have far more power than Colin Kaepernick. But he was nicely quiet when he took mm-hmm. that deal with the NFL. There was no backlash to that. And who? NFL.
Jay-Z or Colin?
Jay-Z.
Yeah, there was backlash.
It wasn't as much as Colin got, though.
Colin lost everything.
I mean, I get that. Yeah, no, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying there was backlash. Like, especially from black people, like there was backlash.
And the most. But we couldn't take money out of his pocket, though.
What do you mean?
We can sit there and tweet that we don't like him, but we wasn't going to take nothing out of his pocket.
Colin lost his career, bro.
I get that. I understand it, but he ain't hurting either.
Now?
He is now?
I mean, but I'm saying now he got the Nike deal, but I mean, think about it.
Think about how white people treated him everywhere he went dealing with it.
Hold on. But, like, okay, so that's my thing is when you, to use that in the shut up and dribble, when somebody who all their whole life, this is what athletes do. Mm. They play this sport from the time that they're little, and it takes control of their whole life. Mm. They're playing it through middle school, AAU, high school, the reason they get to college, if they go to college, you know, but they're always, this is all they know. They got to college because of the fact that they knew how to play this sport. Mm-hmm. They've never done anything else. They never had to have another job because everybody was so focused on you're getting in the league.
I understand that.
So if I'm getting in the league and this is all I know, and then now I can't do it, that how what can I do after this?
I understand that. I can understand that.
And so you know, athletes, because they're trained to do this. They're trained to do this job.
And now I'm not saying that he didn't take a tremendous loss.
But that's what I'm saying is at
but
that
because
point,
of that loss. Because he took that loss, he was able to gain things that was beyond his wildest dreams.
But that wasn't guaranteed, though.
But it did happen, though.
It did, but that's what I'm saying. He took
but that's
that,
the thing
that
about
was a chance.
Life, though. But that's the thing about life. When you lose and then you think that everything's over, then you get a rebirth and then everything, like, things that you couldn't even think of. Like, he's gone. I think that the way that they treated him, this mistreatment, like they thought they took something from him, but he gained. I feel like he gained a lot.
They did take something from him,
but that's
I understand
thing.
That.
If
he has that mindset that was it, like, and he didn't actually see the out, like the vision of it, the divine, the poetic justice in the whole thing, like. I could see.
But that's the thing. What if it backfired? What if he didn't have the support of the people? What if he wasn't that strong?
But that didn't happen, though.
But that's what I'm saying. He took that opportunity. He sacrificed himself, mm-hmm. but it ended up working in his benefit
in
the end.
Yes.
No, it didn't.
As far as
overall benefit, but he still had to sacrifice his career.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But that's the thing I'm saying is that nobody's exempt from that. There's things that's happening in everybody's life that they lost and they will never get back, but they gained so much. Like, that's how I'm looking at it.
It's like if LeBron never could play basketball again.
But LeBron had set it up, but his family wasn't hurt because he set up his business.
But this is all I know. This is all I wanted
to do. I understand that, and I'm not taking that away. I know that I understand that that's that he football was taken away from him, from playing his dream of football. At the same time, opportunities have opened for him, and he's gone farther than I think he would have if he had not done what he did.
Oh, yeah. What he did and the outcome is super great because it benefits everybody. But at the same time, they took his career.
I agree with that.
And that's what Pudgy was saying about Mike. Mike looked at it as that's what they're going to do. They're going to take it if I do that. If I stand up, they have the power to take it.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't willing to risk that.
Right. And look what he had. With the red eyes.
But he's still a billionaire, you know what I'm saying? He's still a multi-billionaire.
True.
I'm sure he released. Going
exactly. At so it's time, like, what if? Man, we don't know if that, you know.
He looks bad. For him to be a dark-skinned, athletic man, he looks horrible. Like, black cracked on that one. Like, he looks bad.
But I'm saying, like, that's the thing. That's good. We can always look back and say, well, what if he took a stand? Would he be as successful financially, or would he be a shell of himself? Like, we don't know that.
You gotta look at
that. Would just
I'm talking about what happened.
Michael Jordan is the reason that there is LeBron James. So if he gave that up, we might not have LeBron James right now.
Maybe we don't know.
Yes, those are who those guys looked up to.
We could have had J.R. Smith,
Caramana. Grandmama,
Antoine Walker,
Grandmama.
We're going to wrap this up because y'all wild.
I want to give a shout out to my dude, Manute Bol. He's the tallest black man I ever seen.
He don't hear this.
Send it
he
to
listening?
Him.
No, he did.
Oh.
Then I know he hear this.
Hold on.
What, we got something else?
No, that's actually it. We're going to wrap it up.
All right. So
we're going to go into a top five.
Spotlight.
Alright,
so that's our discussion. We're going to get into our spotlight. But before, we want to thank Pudgy for coming on and sharing his thoughts, man.
Thank you, Pudgy.
Definitely appreciate y'all having me on, man. This is super, super awesome, and y'all keep it up. I definitely enjoyed the show. Of course, you can follow me on everything, Comedian Pudgy. That's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
How do they spell that?
Google me. It's Pudgee. Pudgy. Like Fat Boy Pudgy. But I'm kind of slimming down and I wear a lot of dark colors.
Okay. Thank you, Pudgy.
Thanks again for coming, man. We definitely are going to have you back for some more personal conversations.
Indeed.
You know, represent the game, man.
Peace. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into this spotlight. We got this week, we had to go deep and dig up some Sagittarius basketball players. Look at me. We're a jack of all trades, so who are we doing this week?
It's Oscar Robertson, Hall of Fame basketball player. Oscar Palmer Robertson, born November 24th, 1938. Nicknamed the Big O.
Big O.
Is a former professional basketball player who played for the Cincinnati Royals and the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA. He played point guard and was a 12-time All-Star, 11-time member of an NBA All-Team, and one-time winner of the MVP award in 14 seasons. In 1962, he became the first player in NBA history to average a triple-double for a season. He actually recently just got that record broken by Russell Westbrook. People thought that wasn't even going to be possible.
Oh, wow.
When he did it.
When you said recently, like in...
like in the past like 5 years.
Damn.
In the 1970-71 season, he was a key player on the team that brought the Bucks their only NBA title to date. His playing career, especially during high school and college, was plagued by racism.
Played.
His number 14.
Played. How he gonna play racism?
He was a champion of MVP, 12-time NBA All Star, 3-time NBA All Star MVP. For the MVP game, he was 9-time All NBA First Team, NBA Rookie of the Year, 1961. He had the assist leader 6 times. His number 14 was retired by the Sacramento Kings. number one was retired by the Milwaukee Bucks. He was 2-time Helms College Player of the Year, 3-time UPI College Player of the Year,
great shot.
2-time USBWA College Player of the Year, 3-time Sport News College Player of the Year.
That nigga was an overachiever. And his sport.
And his number 12 was retired by the Cincinnati Bearcats, and he was Mr. Basketball USA in 1956.
Damn, my mom was born then.
Yeah, he played in the Olympics game and the Pan African Games.
Hey.
Yeah. So he was a trailblazer for sure. He
what's his
was
birthday?
The president November 24th. He's a November Sagittarius. And he was also president of the NBA Players Association, which led to the reform of the league's free agency and draft rules, and subsequently to higher salaries for all players.
Okay.
Which is pretty much kind of what we were talking about with how the players are developing now and taking care of themselves. So he was very integral in that part. So that's why after doing my research, it was a lot of Sagittarius players out there. But just for the strides that he made towards, like, just not only just being a good athlete, but like I said, just like with LeBron, being able to use his voice to improve the league for players, just tells you how important he was to the league.
That's awesome. Shout out. Whole city going crazy. Top five, no debating. Top five, top five, top five. So we're going to go ahead and get into the top five.
So
top five.
The top five that we're doing are the top five outreach that NBA is currently doing. Mind you, they have almost like 100 charities and associations that they work with as far as their outreach. But I just wanted to do five that I think are I just wanted to spotlight for this top five. So.
Okay, so number five, Hoops for Troops. Is this like a thing that they do when they hoop for the troops?
I don't like that. But it's basically an initiative that the NBA Cares made with the United States Department of Defense. And so it's focused to serve veterans. So they do giveaways. They hire veterans and former military members as part of, like, office jobs with the team, part of organizations. The Brooklyn Nets invited military members to shooting practice. The Philadelphia 76ers host a Stars and Stripes night. The New York Knicks recently organized a military appreciation day for families to meet and practice with the players. So it just gives a little bit back to the troops, you know, as far as, like, what they say, well, you kneel, you know, you're disrespecting the troops. Well, they're showing that they appreciate them as well.
Right.
So that's why I wanted to spotlight that.
And the next one is what? Brother's Keeper? My Brother's Keeper.
Yeah, this is very, I feel like you would really love this one. But it was a...
it's a mentor program.
Exactly. It was built to set up a network of mentors for young men and boys of color. They worked with President Obama to establish it. Carmelo Anthony, Marcus Smart, they've been a part of this. And as a whole, they've did a multi-year commitment to help increase the number of mentors by 25,000.
That's awesome.
Along with recruiting mentors, the organization will promote school attendance and academic excellence in undeserved communities as well. So very, very important charity right there.
That is. I like the next one also, the NBA Green for number three.
It's not what you think it is. It doesn't have anything to do with legalization.
I mean,
but it's an environmental initiative. And so it was a collaboration with Green Sports Alliance. And each team in the league is collaborated with them. So as part of the initiative, the Portland Trailblazers hosted a series of 5 green games. They each focus on the different aspects of sustainability: energy, water, food, transportation, and waste. And then there's also a website to update fans on ongoing projects that they're using to conserve energies in the team's arena, to eliminate water, offset water consumption. The Miami Heat, which is my favorite team completed renovations on American Airlines Arena to qualify for LEED Gold recertification for the U.S. Green Building Council in 2016.
Okay. So number two is season for giving. Of which giving.
Pretty much is kind of like if you pay attention to the words, season of giving is during the holidays. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they promote charitable giving through the NBA Cares hashtag. And so it's kind of a challenge. So basketball fans can post a description or pictures of their efforts on Twitter or other social media outlets, and then they allow them to connect and inspire each other. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a connection, but also influence and support each other. Mm-hmm. So you get to, you know, if you somebody in your own community that's doing something and it relates to you, you can work together and help out more people. And then also you're part of a Mosaic where you can search for your Twitter handle and find yourselves that's pictured in the NBA Family of Giving website.
That's all tweet. Number one, All Black Everything. They got a Black Initiative also.
Yes, this is the one that they recently began when they started the bubble. Yeah, when they went back to the bubble for the playoffs in the year. And so it's dubbed the NBA Foundation. It will support training and career opportunities in high school and college age Black men and women. Mm-hmm. This pledge is a $30 million pledge, meaning that each team will contribute $1 million for the next 10 years, which would be $30 million for each year, including all the teams.
Wow.
And it would just support empowering Black men and Black women in team markets. And it goes more more beyond the U.S. because, of course, we have Toronto in the NBA as well. So mm-hmm. it will affect kids of color in Canada as well. It's one of their biggest change. It was Chris Paul, who is the president of the Players Association, mm-hmm. They threw out a number, and they were hoping that they would be able to get it, and they were surprised that it actually came to everybody's agreement. So it's a big step mm-hmm. in what the NBA is doing in the Black community, and also if you've been looking at the games, it's a lot of Black Lives Matter, a lot of voting, say her name, and it's on both sides as well. That's on the WNBA. So they're wanting to actually make a point and not just play a game. They're playing for a purpose. So I just think that with these, and this, like I said, this is just five of the charities. Mm-hmm. I can give you a list longer than any kid's Santa Claus Christmas. It's like, that is just the charities that they work with, the Boys and Girl Clubs, the YMCA, just anybody who probably does anything, mm-hmm. the NBA works for them in a charity. It's just, that's why I say it's America, it should be America's league, because they look out for especially children, mm-hmm. But it's just a partnership that I feel like they have with the community that they play for and around. Mm-hmm. It's just very positive lead.
I've learned a lot today.
I'm glad.
Probably and, still won't watch the game though. But
I learned a lot. Well, yeah. So if you enjoy the NBA, just remember that you're not watching just the game. You know, you're watching things that are gonna take effect. And just remember that they're more than athletes. These are people as well. And, you know, we all are trying to do good and make a change in this world. Not just in America, but it all has to start with somebody. So why not start with us? Anything you want to add?
No, I enjoy the conversation. Pudgy definitely will have to come back because his jokes were funny. I didn't know how to react to the handicap jokes, but they were funny. And I appreciate him for being a good sport.
If he laugh, we all can laugh at it.
Until next time.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.